This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This is The Annie Fry Show. The Annie Fry Show is streaming online. Watch us live on YouTube and subscribe.
Perhaps it's to bring back American manufacturing, but I really think that's a pipe dream and not something that is likely to be accomplished. And we could even raise questions about whether or not, in a broad-based way, that's a desirable goal.
Oh, it's a pipe dream, and maybe not even something we want, according to Janet Yellen. Yeah, she's involved in our finances. Well, she was until Trump took over in January. Let's talk to Dan Fitter about whether it's desirable that America have manufacturing jobs. Dan, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Ryan. Appreciate being on your show.
So, Dan, you are a business and trades ambassador for St. Charles, and you're doing a great job out there of really trying to recruit people to be a part of the trades. I want to ask you first, though, how big of a problem is our workforce right now? I know we have an aging workforce that's moving a little bit out of the trades. What about those coming in? Do we have enough people?
Well, if you just look at the standard approach to hiring individuals, yeah, we do have a challenge if we're going to go to the marketplace and just pick off resumes and hire individuals. But, you know, here in St. Charles, we've taken advantage of a new program that's allowed us to start overcoming that hurdle and create a workforce for us for the sustainable future.
Yeah, Dan, I want to talk about your program a little bit, but let me ask you before we do, why do you think this is? I mean, what is it about the generation that's coming up now that is something steering them away from the trades? Because the pay is good. I know that.
Yeah, you hit it. The pay is good. I think a lot of it is just lack of connection. We as a community had a hard time getting access to young adults coming out of high school. So if young adults don't know the opportunities exist, A, and B, when we start looking at skill sets that we require in advanced manufacturing, and you look at the skill sets of young adults today, they're highly, highly capable when it comes to technology, computer savvy. They're able to multitask. They have the traits we need in manufacturing. And when we accept that they have the traits and the types, and we can help them develop the skills, there becomes a very good match for them to come into advanced manufacturing.
So with the Trump agenda clearly in place, I mean, they've stated very, very overtly that their goal is to bring more of these jobs in. If we're having trouble getting people to enter them as they are now, how are we going to handle having even more job opportunities in these fields?
Yeah, so part of as an entrepreneur and a business owner, we have to find solutions to every problem, right? And some may be quality, some may get productivity. We can look at technology, but at the end of the day, we need to look at the workforce that's available to us and take advantage of the policies that are in place that allow us to grow our employment and market to these young adults in particular, market to them to attract them into our businesses. You know, we're a company that's grown 14% year over year for over a decade. We do business with companies that are seeing 30% year over year growth.
What company is that, just for clarity?
My company is Quest Specialty Products.
Okay. And so but you've taken on, because you're in that field, you've taken on being an ambassador for people to even work in these fields in general, right?
That is correct. And part of it is us as business owners, connecting with youth and educating them not only on the money they can make, but the opportunities and careers they can have. I have a degree. I have a master's degree. But to work in manufacturing, we value the skill of the worker like we value a university-based education. You can be an engineer based on your technical skills. You can be a great buyer. There are so many different avenues. And if you start in manufacturing and you learn the trade and the operations, you can go many, many directions in your career. And we're out there promoting that so that everyone knows this is a great route to a great future and career.
So, Dan, this is a national problem, but it is really people like you who are on the ground, and not just like all of a sudden you're doing this. You've been doing this for a while, and you've seen the writing on the wall that we need a generation to come up. So explain exactly what you're doing in St. Charles and Fort Zumwalt, that you're addressing problems that we already have a little bit, but that may be even growing in the future.
Sure. So over a decade, I've been involved in doing manufacturing days and trying to work with young adults to show them the different types of trades and opportunities that we had in manufacturing. But not in 2016, a lot changed. The Department of Labor changed the laws and said if you have a registered youth apprentice program, which is well defined, you can now start hiring young adults at the age of 16 or 17 years old from these registered youth apprentice schools. And what's critical about that is we now not only have to have showcases and show and tell about trying to attract these young adults, we now had a window to open and to hire them. Fort Zumwalt School District in our community in St. Charles led the way. In 2019, they became a registered youth apprentice high school, all their high schools. They had a coordinator trained, and we had the benefit of one of the best in the state, maybe in the country, was involved in that program then and is involved with what we're trying to do today. They reached out to manufacturers and said, hey, we have students that can now work for you in the trades. Do you have an interest in hiring them? We were the second company in to hire, and we put these young adults to work. And they were working side by side at 16 and 17 year olds, side by side with 10-year employees. And we were just overly impressed with their ability to learn and adapt. So fast forward to last year, we finally got to the point as a community, and this was with the help of the Economic Development Council, local chambers, leaders of all of our different communities. We all rallied around getting all the high schools in St. Charles as registered youth apprentice high schools. That happened and started in July of 2024, and by September, we had all five high schools, including our technical school at Lewis and Clark, registered for the youth apprentice program. We as businesses then stepped up and working with CEOs and competitors of ours in some cases, we stepped up and said, we're going to fund as businesses what it costs for the schools to get their coordinators trained, and we're going to pay for to bring one of the best consultants in to help us draft the curriculum, which is, by the way, the company is Career Ways. And the most important part in this element was not just the manufacturers are now at the table, but Fort Zumwalt School District, the entire administration, Dr. Pat Brown, Andy McAfee, and the entire team became mentors and supporters of the other school districts. So together, as a total community, we rallied around expanding and accelerating this program, which we call the Youth Apprenticeship Accelerator Program. And now we have all schools. And the cool thing about this is the Career Ways is working with developing the students. They're going through helping them get ready to work in an adult environment, doing personality profiles, coaching them. And we have a selection day. And we're really proud of the format we put in place. We are recruiting young adults coming in trades, like they're athletes going to college.
Wow.
Our students going to university. We have tours of both the coordinators of the high schools as well as students. We have interview process where we interviewed 14 individuals in a matter of 3 hours. All companies and all students are in the same area, same building, and that recruiting event of selection day is kind of like the NCAA having their selection day.
It's the draft. That's
and
super cool.
It really is cool. And in this last one, in a 4-month period, we had 19 more students sign up. We have another one that was just in January. We have another one coming up in another month, and we have over 35 students that will be at the table. We're moving it from 6 companies that were originally sponsors to 8, and we've reached out to many more, and we're ready to open the door to any St. Charles, any company that wants to participate in the program.
Dan, I mean, what you've put together in St. Charles and what everybody's kind of coming together to do is really an impressive machine that you've got. Because what I hear you saying is that in 2016, during Trump 45, it sounds like he had his Department of Labor change some of the laws to make it more accessible for more kids to start moving into trades, which obviously they saw the writing on the wall too, that we need to be doing that. But it wasn't just a federal government that just from the top down said, okay, we'll kind of grease the runway for you. It was your local St. Charles community businesses. It was the schools. It was the local government. And really, what's impressive to me is that you've put together this coalition of businesses that doesn't take from the tax money. We don't need the taxes because the businesses need workers so badly that they're willing to fund these kids coming up through these programs.
You just, I think that's the model. You just described it very well. And thanks, Ryan. You did a lot more efficiently than I do because there's a lot of details behind it. But you're absolutely right. Let me give you a number here. And this is why businesses are so excited about it, as well as the educators. We have a goal to get to 600 apprentices. And we're a little under 100 right now. But we just started the accelerator back in September of last year. 600 students, young students working in the trades will generate a little over $100 million of value-added work, manufacturing work for our community.
Wow.
$100 million while they're in high school, and their wages are estimated to be $21 million while they're in high school. This is very serious opportunity and all from every element, not only for the benefit of manufacturers, but it jump starts the livelihoods of these young adults. And if I may add, we have a young man that just turned 20 years old. He was with us not at the very beginning, but he came in as a second wave of apprentices 3 years ago. At 20 years old, just got approved for a loan to buy a home. So what you said is absolutely correct. This is about a community taking advantage of a policy that is benefit for all of us. And it's in the early stages, and everyone involved is so very proud of where we are today. But we got a lot of heavy lifting to get to our goal of 600 active apprentices generating $100 million in value for our companies.
Well, that's a great goal. But, Dan, you guys have the groundwork laid. I mean, that's very exciting. I'm so glad to be able to share good news. You know, it seems like so often we get on here and we're sharing just, you know, things that aren't quite going right. You know, we're being watchdogs. But when things are going right, Dan, I love to report on that. Dan Fitter, thank you so much for your time. Business and Trades Ambassador for St. Charles. Keep up the great work and keep in touch, okay? Let's keep talking about this.
Awesome. Thanks for the opportunity to share.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate your time. We got it. We got to keep up on this. I mean, St. Charles sounds like they've been on it for now several years.
Yeah, I got a text message from a listener, and this is in the trades.
Okay.
And he was saying that his friends work, their plumbing agency, they have to turn work away because they don't have enough plumbers, and they're making over $50 an hour.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, it's not just the trades that we think of. It's not just plumbing, electrical. You know, it's stuff like you used to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, landscaping. It's like work.
Yeah.
You need people to do work.
Working with your hands, yeah.
Yes, and it is all over the place. But some obviously need more training
than
others.
It's interesting. You listen to Mike Rowe talk, and he's like, you know, it's one of the modern miracles that you press a button and the poo goes away. And, that's a recent development, and we need people. Like, you don't understand all the infrastructure and the blue-collar workers that go into making that simple thing happen that has really actually revolutionized societies.
Yeah, and Mike Rowe has obviously been a national voice for mm-hmm. that. I just love getting in touch with someone. It's the first time we've ever really talked to Dan, so we should stay in touch with Dan and just keep talking about how that program is going in St. Charles. And honestly, my hope is that the more we talk about these things, because that's what it takes.
Yeah.
That not just St. Charles would be involved, but other communities in the area start to build these things up.
Yeah, I think one of the problems that trades face is there is a stigma surrounding it.
I think that's changing, though.
Yeah, I do, too. I think it really is. And actually, I'm talking to more and more young people that are coming through the youth group that are actually looking at trade jobs. They're like, oh, no, you can make good money doing that. And, you know, one of my good friends, and he also helps him with the youth group, he works in HVAC. And he makes good money, supports his entire family. He's the only one that works, has a good job. I mean, he doesn't like when he's on call. But outside of that, he likes his job. He's a good guy, treats people well. And like the kids are seeing, these are what these people are, just, you know, lunch pail and hard hat guys. And we actually like that.
Good stuff. Dan Fitter, thanks for your time. If you're still listening, I appreciate you. We'll talk more with Dan, I'm sure, as time goes on. And we keep up with things. Brad is going to do Wiggins America next. What's the topic again?
The CIA knows where the Ark of the Covenant is.
Oh, so if that's not enough of a tease for you, the CIA knows where the Ark of the Covenant is. And Brad's got the full report coming up next on Wiggins America. I'll take it in, but don't look down.